God has smiled on us. We are alive and have the presence of mind to come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth on this Lord's Day. I'm delighted to see all of you, and I'm delighted to see some that we haven't seen in some time. But God has blessed you to live long enough to come and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Human beings, which God created us to be, human beings. But He does not make us, force us to do a lot of things. He leaves in our hands. Worshiping Him is one of them. We can come and worship Him in spirit and in truth, or we can sleep that away, get up, dress, shower, go and eat a good meal somewhere, and just walk around or drive around town, even on Sunday. He does not make us or force us to worship Him. But pardon my colloquialism, if we die in that state, we will sure enough wish we had followed the instructions given to us in this book called the Bible. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And in eternity, where will you be? Revelation chapter 20 gives us a good bit of information. Very valuable information. Encouraging us to hold to God's unchanging hand and to do His will. The subject, when I get to it, if the Lord says the same, where, oh where, will you spend eternity? God has created human beings, and He didn't have to do that, but He did it because He wanted to do it. For God so loved the world, that's why He did it. He wanted to create us and to love us. We can't stop Him, could not stop Him from it, for creating us. But we could sure enough stop Him from loving us because of the way we treated Him. And rather, mistreated Him would be probably a better name for it. We know, because of who we are, having loved ones, friends, that we're not going to live on planet Earth forever. There's a statement in the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Gives us some idea of an upcoming, sometime, somewhere, day where God will judge the world in righteousness. It's up to us to decide on Lord's Day as to whether or not I'm going to worship Him in spirit and in truth, or stay home, sleep late, get up, and watch the ball game. He doesn't make us obey Him. But the time, if we stay that way, will come when we will wish served the Lord. I wish I was more obedient to this holy book, the Bible, to obey it and share it with others as I lived on his earth. Because this is his earth that we are living on. And whatever we are enjoying, he had it first. Whatever it is. We're delighted to see those of you who are here. We hope, trust, and pray that you will be encouraged and motivated to continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. And if the past says you haven't been doing that, prayerfully, God will motivate you and you will be reminded to hold to God's unchanging hand. This lesson, if we don't change it, the subject is, where will you spend where? Where will you spend eternity? Your Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, as it is appointed unto men once to die. But dying is not all. After this. It's in your Bible. It is once appointed unto man to die, but after this, there's going to be a judgment. We can't stop God from the judgment. Once upon it, what has Jesus commanded? Jesus chose 12 men to carry his message. And he said, go you therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. Simplistic. The Bible says in Hebrews again, 9:27, as it is appointed. We don't have the option. It's not left in our hands. We would not ask, have not been asked, whether or not you should have all this, God. But as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, we must give an account to God of how we lived our life on planet Earth. Someone may have tried to encourage you, to help you. I'm grown. I do what I choose to do. Okay. But remember, there's going to be coming a day when you're going to stand before God, and guess what? He's grown. Yes, sir. Once upon it, what has Jesus commanded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16? That's what we've said. A day when we must give an accounting to God as if he needed it as to how we lived on his earth. The Bible plainly tells us when we were little children that God so loved the world. Tells us also that it's God's world that we're living on. Right. Some of you have perhaps read some of the information in the book of God, in God's book, Genesis and Matthew, about what the Father has done, especially Genesis aforetime. And creating a beautiful, wonderful world. And we do all kind of things. Take all kind of medicine. Tastes terrible sometimes. Even let folk cut on us. Take your gallbladder out. If it's tampering with your time on earth, take it out. Without hesitation, take it out. I want to live a little bit longer on planet Earth. God, the first chapter, created the heavens and the earth. And after that, he created man. Created man, created human beings to live on planet Earth. That's in our Bibles. When we take the time to read it, he gives us information about how to live on my earth and to be obedient children of mine. We sing the song, hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. And if we will do that, if we will do that, that means that we leave the world in favor with God. And at the final roundup, Revelation 20, chapter 20, the final roundup, we will hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over what? A few things. Come on up a little bit higher. I'll make you ruler over many. Isn't that good news? Now that's my first sermon. That's my first sermon. Second sermon. What's the point? What has Jesus commanded? For those of you taking notes again, Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 and 20 and Mark chapter 16 verses 15 and 16. God wants all human beings, all human beings, to know about him and to know what he has done. The Bible even says, teach all nations what our Heavenly Father has done. Creating this world that I haven't met anybody that's anxious to leave it. Teach all nations. Teach only what I have commanded. Reading your Bible, Matthew chapter 28. And the verses are 18 through 20. The Holy Spirit guided our first inheritors living on planet Earth, that they might be all that they, those people, first people he created, all be one. God loves us so much, even when we disobey him. Most of the time, he grants us time to make it right with him. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me, that's the Son, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, O church, which thou hast given me before the foundation of the world. Jesus wants us. You know when you, how it is when you have some close friends and you get something new for the house. You want folks that you are friendly with. You don't just want to be the only one to see your new couch. You'd like for your friends to see. To see, to sit on your new couch. God didn't just create the world. He created human beings to live on the world, to live on the earth, to see what he had already done. The preparations that he had already made for our arrival. All that we read about in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2. Oh, church, how good God is. And then when we, the first two words came to my mind, says messed up. But come back those two words. When we first disobeyed God, God didn't destroy us and create another crew. Are you all following that? It manifests God's love. And even now, God continues to love us, dress us, help us to stay healthy and to know Him and His will for us on planet Earth. Hold to God's unchanging hand. That we all be one. John chapter 17 and verse 24. Your Bible says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may, what? Behold my glory. Did you hear that verse? John chapter 17. That they may behold my glory which thou hast given me before the foundation of the world. Jesus wants to show off what his Father has done for him. Oh, one family in heaven and one family in earth. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5. One Lord, one faith, and because of our sin, one baptism. Disciples' prayer. Disciples' prayer. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do you think for one moment the angels disobey instructions? We don't read about it a lot. Some, yeah, but not a lot. There is going to be a day, no matter how we live on planet Earth, no matter what we know on planet Earth, there is going to be a day of reckoning. You may not listen now, or you may listen now. There is going to be a day of reckoning. Revelation chapter 20, which is a familiar text, tells us, gives us information about that final roundup day. You want to be prepared. You want to obey God and hear Him say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up. I got something bigger and better for you. Nothing is to be added. Nothing is to be taken away that God has already done for us. If I pray to my Heavenly Father as a disobedient servant, He refuses to hear. To call on Jesus, one must be taught when and how by someone who knows the Lord, who will walking in favor with God. John chapter 3 and verse 16. You knew it and remembered it ever since you were a child. God gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not what? Shall not perish. Shall not perish, but have what? Listen, if you want to live forever, he said, do what God said do. And live forever with forever lasting life, shall be saved everlastingly. Not for 3 or 4 weeks. Not for 2 months. Everlasting. Salvation is based upon us hearing, receiving, and obeying the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The apostles, and the reason we have apostles, you know why we have apostles. God chose apostles to carry His message. The apostles were sent teachers. John chapter, look in your Bible, John, for those of you who are taking the notes, just write down John chapter 14, verses 23 through 30, verse 36, and also John chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. The last verse that I gave you, it says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. That's about what I was going to say. You missed that one. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you. Where? He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you, things to come. We read in John, in Acts chapter, what's that chapter with, and read all of John. Peter preached the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, John chapter 1. Started in chapter 1 and flowed over into chapter 2. Peter preached the gospel of Jesus for the first time on Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem. Doing his teaching and doing his preaching, listeners were convinced. They were convinced and convicted of their sins. They asked the question that maybe we should hear today. First preaching, the gospel on planet Earth. They wanted to know. You got it? Four words. What must we do? No arguing, no fussing. What must we do? We kill the Savior. We kill Jesus Christ. They understood that as a result of Peter's sermon. He was the principal speaker. Church, the Holy Spirit did not tell Peter to tell the people to pray. You read of no one who was told to pray that the Lord will save you. The Bible says God doesn't even hear sinners' prayer, so what you going to pray for? Amen. You're wasting your time if you're not his child in favor. God loves you. He created you for his pleasure, no question. Are you obeying? Are you obeying God? God created the whole world in Genesis chapter 1. All by himself. God then created human beings to live on human, on what he had created, the world. That's love. He did it without asking us to help him. Because we weren't around. But he knew. He knew before he created the world that he was going to create the world. He knew that before he created the world, who he was going to be created to live in the world. Manifesting his love. He did it all. And we latecomers, we're just like the first comers. Not in a hurry to get rid of us. Not in a hurry to leave. We'll even take castor oil sometimes. Bad as that tastes. Trying to stay on planet Earth and sick. And still trying to stay. Not in a hurry to leave. God loves us. Let us, church, reciprocate. Let us know his will, do his will, and rejoice. Yes, so that at the final round of human affairs, we will be able to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. He says, now come on up. I want you to live with me. Come on up a little higher. and spend the rest. I can't say the rest of your time, because time would not be considered an eternity. Eternity and time don't mix. God created us to live forever. Forever. Why argue with God? That's what you want, God? That's what I'm going to give you. Hello? Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
You want to do that? He didn't just do that. After we human beings on his earth disobeyed him, he didn't wipe us out and start with another crew. Sent his son, only begotten son, to the world just for us. To live among us as a human being. To show us that you can live a life on planet Earth that will be acceptable to our Creator. Jesus was sent down to start it, to start the rolling of the ball, or however you put it. And we crucified him. We crucified him. A place we didn't deserve. An interceptor that we did not deserve. All because of God's love. And you notice, when we read the book of Revelation chapter 1, when we read about the creative week, God didn't even create a human being until he has created and finished creating the world. Why can't we love that God? You don't want to leave it. You don't even want to. Well, I started to say you don't even want to stop hearing about it. But yes, you want to preach to the herb and get through. So forgive me for that. I missed that mark. Church, we have come this far by God. Yes, where we are this morning, physically, the building is comfortable. This portion of the building isn't comfortable. It's beautiful, but it's not finished. This is not all that God blessed us to start. And by the grace of God, if we continue to hold to his hand, he'll bless us. He will bless us to finish. That was like where we left. He blessed us to get the land, to cultivate the land, and to put up the building from where we came to be here.
Amen.
So we are without excuse. Let us, church, let us. But let me go back to the building that we built on, that God blessed us to purchase. We were blessed by God to fill up that building. There were people that God wanted to save. Want them to get his message. And he put us in a place and put us in a building that was alluring to them. And then they heard the word that motivated them to give their life to God. You see, now we see now a church here, hair church, everywhere, church. This a church, this kind of church, that kind of church, that kind of church. The apostles, 12 apostles, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. I know most of the people that are sitting here are members of the Church of Christ. But there's a reason for that. Share it.
Yes, sir.
Share it. Satan realized, I can't stop God from doing what he's doing. I can't stop him. But I have the power to influence certain weak human beings, and they'll start building a church, and they'll be so confused. People will be so confused if they don't study God's Bible.
Amen.
As to which church to obey, which church to become a member of. Jesus chose 12 apostles and gave them one gospel. Acts chapter 1. After he had trained them for 3 years, 30 and for 3 years, and then went on back to glory, sent him the Holy Spirit that would guide them, bring to their remembrance all that he had taught them.
Yes, sir.
One Lord. That's what heaven set down. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's what heaven set down to the apostles. That's what they preach. That's what we read about in his Bible. Brothers and sisters, as I try to wind this up, God saved us for us to continue his word. He didn't create me just for me. Live the life. Be an example. I'm going to give you opportunities. Be alert to the fact that I'm going to be blessing you with opportunities to share with others. And if there's a member that's gone to sleep, don't wake them up. If they're members of the Church of Christ, don't wake them up, because they'll just go back to sleep. Brothers and sisters, this is not what God wants the world to see. A group of people who come together and they do half of what I tell them to do, what I bless them to do. He wants us to march doggedly on in the pathway of duty. And not only that, as we go, let us be alert to opportunities that God blesses us with to share his word with them, that they might become his adopted spiritual children. God sent his son to the world, sinful world, but he sent his son for all of humanity to hear his word, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Our work is yet before us. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. We can do it. Now, let's see, that's page 2. Let me go. That's 2. Okay, that's page 3. And that's page. All right, we got to have no more than three more verses. You get the message, church. This is the time when we come together to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
To worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, sir.
Since he has blessed me, since he has blessed you, he didn't just do it for me and for you. He did it for all human beings. But all will not hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. And the ones who hear it won't all receive it. But that's not for us. That's for God. Let us live the life and share it as opportunity presents itself. Hold to God's unchanging hand. I don't remember what I called this sermon. Where will you spend eternity? In heaven, prayerfully. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And God only has, for those of you who are here, members of the body of Christ, let us continue to say, thank you, Lord. Now, watch this. Let us continue to say, thank you, Lord. Yes, but let us say it a little bit louder.
Yes, sir.
So others will hear. Others will know. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Others will know. The Lord will bless me. The Lord will save me if I obey His gospel. He'll add me to His family. And He will bless me with the strength and the wisdom to live a godly life. While you're here, I leave you on planet Earth. And then one day when I call you off the planet, you'll hear me say at the final roundup, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up here and spend an eternity." I don't know how long eternity is. Eternity is eternal. Unending. We like living here. The Bible tells us about another place that the same in being creating that place, getting it ready for us. So if we like this, woo!
Yes, sir.
No more sickness. No more death. No more dying. Have we lost our mind? We don't realize He's offering us something better forever. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Thank God for those of you who are members of the body of Christ. He's added you to His family, the Church of Christ. If you've done that which is perfectly contrary to His will, renew your covenant. Ask the church to pray for your forgiveness. For those of you who are here and you are not a member of the only church that you can read about in the Bible, and that's the Church of Christ. In your Bible, salute one another with a holy kiss. The Church of Christ salute you. That's in your Bible. You've heard the gospel. Believe it, receive it, and obey it. You come. It's very simple. It's very easy to obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're not a Christian. You come. I will ask you one question. Do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God? If you answer that question in the positive, yes, I do believe that. And I will share with you this confession brought death to you, but it may bring life everlasting to you. When you have completed your obedience by being buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins. And guess what? You don't have to prepare the water. You don't have to prepare the garments to be baptized in. You don't want to be baptized in what you're wearing, I don't think. All of that has been prepared. All of that has been taken care of. The garment, the baptizer, and the water is all prepared. The only thing that we don't know is, are you ready to give your life to Jesus Christ and become a member of His family and live forever, living the life and sharing it with others? You're in the family already, but you've been slothful, neglectful. Come, renew your covenant, rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. God has taken care of both of those events, a non-member and a contrary member. God loves us. As we together stand, I'll wait for you. You come.
Come from the Lord.